boo. I am going downstairs at about 2:15. And let's put the light on, like it makes little difference to me. I can't sleep. I have slept in the day, so that probably doesn't help. Now, where shall I put my phone? Put it there. I am... Oh, life. Oh, I thought I couldn't undo the hot water bottle then that Ovi made me earlier. But I can. I've got a bag back. I say my back, it's not really my back. It's the muscles in my ribs. And I had something similar earlier in the year, but it was the other side. I don't think this is a bad, not at the moment anyway. But, oh, when I move my arm backwards, oh, and I jar it. I don't know how I've done it, whether it's when I was sleeping, in the daytime. I don't know. Oh, it's not very nice. And the last time I had it, when it was the other side, I had it for about 5 weeks. So I'm a bit pissed off, to be honest. And it just about sums up the rest of Tuesday. I don't know whether I slept awkwardly on it or whether it was because I sat in a hard seat for hours yesterday waiting for the transport. Well, no, not yesterday, Tuesday, Monday. Wait for the transport home. Technically, on Wednesday. I don't know. I have got some ibuprofen gel, but there's hardly any of that left because I got that last time. And I won't take strong painkillers because, oh, I just won't. I've got some cocodamol, but I didn't really find it helped that much, so I didn't bother taking it. It probably was the weakest strength, if that makes any sense. I'm going to go and sit in here. My clock's stopped. I forgot to wind it up at the weekend, but I'm not doing that now. It's quite chilly down here. It's quite cool. Then I was laying in bed, and then the police helicopter started going over. Let's see if it's gone now. Bloody thing. It always has to come over this time. I don't really like... No, I've shut the door again. I don't really like opening the door when that's around, because they're looking for somebody then. Whom and where... Oh, just to make sure I locked the door. I did. Oh, it really hurts. If I can avoid it hurting, if I don't move in the wrong way. But if I jar it, like if I put my hand behind me, it gets to a certain point and it'll go, whoa. Oh, so I'm a bit fed up, to be honest with you. I've had a couple of days of not a very pleasant time. And, what I'm going to try and do is wrap this up in a towel and then put it behind me when I go to sleep. And hopefully, if I go to sleep. Obi's got to be up at 5, so I've set my alarm for 5. He's got to leave here by 5:30. I don't even feel like having a cup of tea or anything, so I'm just boiling the kettle purely. In fact, I'm not going to let it boil. Hold on. Because then I've got to wait for it to cool down. Oh dear. Hiccups now. When Obi makes it, it's so hot I can't bear it to be touching me. But I'm not going to let it quite boil. When it starts to the descent, I will stop it. So I think I'll bring my phone over here because it's far away. We've got the fan on upstairs, but the sound of that kind of keeps me awake. I'm going to turn that off, but Obi wanted it on to get to sleep, so... Because he fell asleep once, and I made him get up. Because he needed to get his bag. He fell asleep about 9:30. I woke him up about 10:30, because he needed to get his bag packed for the morning. He needed to get all his safety clothes and stuff. And if I knew what he had to take, I could have done it, but... You know, when you use your work bag, you really like to pack your own things, don't you? So I said, you don't want to be doing that in the morning in case you can't find anything, because he has to have his Sentinel card and it's going to boil. Stop. Stop. Okay. I'll do this over the sink. I'll make sure I can find the lid. Ooh. Right. Okay, here we go. Let's hope I don't burn myself now. Whoops. That's a good start. I don't like it too full up. Ah, shit, it splashed me. You bugger. It's when I took it away, you know, when I lifted the kettle up. Do it more slowly. That'll do. It's taking nearly all the kettle anyway, so. Oh, it nearly slipped out of my hand then. It's a bit too full actually. And it is quite hot. Now, where's the lid? There we go. Ow, bugger. It's burning my bare skin. Excuse my French, everybody. Now, I'm going to try and do it up as. I hate it when I get air in it and I have to undo it again. Yeah, thank you. Come out, air. Belch out your air, please. Ouch. Although I didn't let it boil, it's hot, you know. Now, I think I've got a bit of air in there, but it's too bad. So you think you can really completely. It's annoying. It annoys me because I can feel it in there. Okay, right. Okay, folks. I'm going to head back up, I suppose. I'm going to head back upstairs. And hold on, I'm just going to put this down in here a sec. Because I've got not enough hands to turn the light off. Hold on a sec. Sure. I'm just going to check the front door's locked. I'm sure it'll be locked up. Just making sure. Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. Let's head on upstairs. I need to do a wee, but that's not going to be on audio boo. Oh, well, I've just remembered. I can't believe I got nominated to do the ice bucket thing. I will do it. It'll probably be on Thursday. I might do it tomorrow or later today. I think when people do it with the ice cubes, it's the easiest way because you just tip the ice cubes over you and they may be cold, but they just drop straight off you, which water doesn't. I have got 2 bags of ice cubes in my freezer, but I'm not wasting them, putting them over my head. So I am going to have a cold shower. I might not just do the whole shower, I might just like count to 20 or something because... But I will record it. Only the thing is, I don't want to get myself too cold because I can't get dressed straight afterwards. I have to do my dressing for my tube. And so I can't get dressed until that's done. Oh, I'll sit there and freeze. But I might get my hot water bottle ready and a cup of tea like an old lady. I also want to wash my hair, but I can't do that in cold water, so I'll have to do that. I don't know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, because I think I'll do it for like 20 seconds or whatever, as much as I can stand it, and then I shall just stop it, come out, quickly turn my phone. I will record it, but obviously it's going to be on the side of the bath, but my shower's separate from the bath. It's not over the bath, so it won't get wet. But then I'll come out, stop it, and then go back in and get a bit of warm water over me, I think. Well, that might be cheating, but... in the interest of health and safety, I do not want to go down with hypothermia. So, I probably will do that and then come back after. Oh, God. Go to sleep, woman. I wish I could. Right. Let me set off back upstairs with my trusty hot water bottle. I bought this earlier in the year because I had a bad back and that's what the doctor told me to do. And I used it again the other day because I had a cramp in my stomach. I'm falling apart, I think. I've got to go quietly now because I don't want to wake everybody. You'll hear Ronan's radio on, so I'm going to go in and turn that off, I think. And the fan. Now, look now.
What?
He's asleep, so let's turn this off. Okay. That was his TV. I've turned it off. Actually didn't have bad music on for once. I'm going to pause this while I go in the toilet. No one wants to... Okay. Going to turn the fan off now. Ow. Just hit my arm on the wall. Give me a minute.